Hey folks, as the UK recovers from the 1-2 punch of the Beast from the East and on its coattails Winter Storm Emma doing some joint devastation across the island over there, now they're thawing out and there are pipes, so many pipes bursting. The infrastructure is simply failing under these extreme conditions. It's another, yet another illustration in bright, shiny colors that our infrastructure is and will continue to fail as the climate tests its extremes and continues to set these records beyond the design parameters under which our infrastructure was stood up. Luckily, Thames Water assures that the water will be back within hours. As we see here, Cadbury chocolate is affected, so they better get the water back on quickly. Well, never mind that actually back within hours is the exact same verbiage that we heard out of the power companies in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, where there are still 6 months later parts of the island dark over there. Never mind that. What I want to draw your attention to briefly here is that this is another example of the pattern, like we saw the announcement of the chickpea shortage that was greeted by headlines like, oh, it's the hummus apocalypse. And Mediterranean fans, watch out, your hummus is going to double in price, which it is. But this self-deprecating humor that the media in the West is exhibiting as we watch our food production fail, as we witness the just absolute faltering of modern agriculture, our collective psyche can't handle that. The media is in absolute denial. And that's why it's making these jokes about the hummus apocalypse rather than acknowledging, hey, we all are on a life support system right now. We're already in a dark age to the extent that we've already forgotten how to take care of ourselves. And now it's just a matter of time before the climate, which is departing from its equilibrium, is going to knock that thing out of the wall. And so we all have to be exiting our dependence on this life support system. Just a little window into the weird collective psyche that the headlines are showing off there by talking about the Cadbury bunny. At any rate, we are seeing, looking back to the water situation in Britain here, and without even yet speaking to the crop damage that happened during this week of extreme cold temperatures, an amazing picture via watchers.news of attempting to keep your orchards warm at night. Yeah, the damage reports aren't in yet, but suffice to say, not good. We're seeing that these failures very easily can cascade upon each other, build upon each other, and in doing so, rapidly become catastrophic to the point of being unrecoverable. And that's what looks like Puerto Rico's electrical grid. They've just not been able to get it back up. This is certainly the case in Cape Town, South Africa, where over the last few years, they've issued repeated warnings. There's going to be water shortage. We need to curtail our water use. But the growth in the usage of water has continued even over the last few years when there was actually a relatively rainy season, so the problem didn't seem as pronounced. But it turns out that demand was growing underneath, and now that the drought has returned, it's ridiculously extreme. They're basically out of water already right now. There are armed guards there issuing the daily allotments of water, and what we're seeing there is not that far from the case in the UK. It's not that, it should not be unimaginable to you now, is what I'm trying to say. People continue to ask me whether or not the grand solar minimum is going to give us a soft landing. Will there be an opportunity for us to stand up new systems? This is the soft landing. This is what it looks like. The infrastructure is failing. The crops are being lost in modern agriculture. There are no other alarms that can be ringing to demonstrate to us readily that this is it. Climate is actively destroying our infrastructure and the crops, and we may not have enough time to let those crop losses play out in some of the ways we've discussed on this channel. It may be simply that the economic losses from, for instance, shutting down the entirety of the United Kingdom's infrastructure for the last week might have on its economic situation. Like I said just before, a half of the first quarter GDP growth was forfeited in those 6 days. Half of the economy was already forfeited. That's a huge loss to happen in under a week. So it's not just chocolate we're talking about here. Now, there's a whole bunch of other interesting tidbits within this news, like the head of the UK Met quitting in the midst of this furor over there and citing that it was because of governance and management issues. I don't know if someone was trying to tell him to craft his message in a particular way or what's going on there. One can only speculate, but we need not speculate about the madness that is going on and the effects, the devastating effects that it's actively having on the systems upon which the vast majority of us on this planet depend. So please start taking steps now, if you have not already, to ensure that you are able to grow your own food and procure your own water, because the state will not, does not have solutions. It will not be able to do this for you. You need to take now your food, your water, your health, fitness and nutrition, and your security into your own hands. What else should we be discussing here? What else are you doing to prepare for the times ahead? Let me know. Leave a comment below. Send me an email, icefarmer@gmail.com. This is it, folks. The warnings cannot get any louder.